Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting second. The DH, Chip Hale. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Winfield. Batting fifth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Shane Mack. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Pagliarulo. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Dave McCarty. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Scott Erickson. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Billy Hatcher. Batting second. The second baseman, Ernie Riles. Batting third. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting fifth. The DH, Andre Dawson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Scott Cooper. Batting eighth. The shortstop, John Valentin. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tony Pena. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, John Dobson. And now, play ball. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoblauch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hale hits a line drive towards third. Cooper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hatcher strikes out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Riles takes first base on ball four. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. The ball gets by Harper for a passed ball. Riles moves to second. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Calderon takes first base on ball four. Mike Greenwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Greenwell takes first base on ball four. Riles moves to third. Calderon moves to second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Riles scores. Calderon moves to third. Greenwell moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Winfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Harper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mack strikes out. Two outs. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Pagliarulo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cooper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Pena is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Pena strikes out. Two outs. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatcher is hit by the pitch. Cooper moves to second. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Riles is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Riles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave McCarty is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McCarty strikes out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Greenwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Greenwell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarty scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Greenwell for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dawson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Winfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Winfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Winfield moves to second. Shane Mack batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Winfield moves to third. Harper moves to second. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pagliarulo is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarulo hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Winfield. Vaughn reaches second base with a double. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive into left field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vaughn moves to third. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. Peña bunts towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. Valentin moves to second. 2 outs. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hatcher hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Riles is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave McCarty is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McCarty is 0-for-1 in the game. McCarty hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mears is 0-for-1 in the game. Mears hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-2 in the game. Knobloch hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Calderon. Hale reaches second base with a double. Mears goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Puckett is 0-for-2 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Greenwell. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Hale scores. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Winfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Winfield hits a line drive into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Trombley now pitching. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Calderon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Greenwell hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Greenwell reaches second base with a double. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dawson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Dawson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Greenwell scores. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Bankhead now pitching. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Harper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Riles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarulo is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagliarulo hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trombley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Dave McCarty is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McCarty is 0-for-2 in the game. McCarty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mears hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. McCarty moves to second. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-3 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCarty scores. Mears moves to second. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Riles fields it and throws to second for the out. Mears moves to third. 1 out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Puckett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Winfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Winfield takes first base on ball 4. Hale moves to second. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Riles hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Calderon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Greenwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Greenwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Greenwell takes first base on ball 4. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Dawson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Dawson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarulo is 0-for-3 in the game. Pagliarulo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave McCarty is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McCarty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCarty hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Pagliarulo moves to third. Jeff Russell now pitching. Randy Bush pinch hits for Pat Mears. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Riles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jeff Rabule now playing shortstop. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarty scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vaughn for the out. One out. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Red Sox. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Valentin strikes out. 2 outs. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Peña is 0-for-2 in the game. Peña strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Knobloch strikes out. 1 out. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hale hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Calderon. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Dave Winfield batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Winfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Winfield hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.